AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Vice President J.D. Vance says the conservative movement should be open to everyone as long as they love America. He spoke to attendees at Turning Point USA's annual convention yesterday in Arizona.
We don't care if you're white or black, rich or poor, young or old, rural or urban, controversial or a little bit boring, or somewhere in between.
The vice president declined to condemn a streak of anti-Semitism that's divided the Republican Party after a long weekend of debates about whether the movement should exclude figures such as podcaster Nick Fuentes. Vance came down firmly against purity tests.
I didn't bring a list of conservatives to denounce or to deplatform.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche defended the Justice Department's decision to release just a fraction of the Jeffrey Epstein files by Friday's congressionally mandated deadline as necessary to protect survivors of sexual abuse. On NBC's Meet the Press, Blanche said he isn't taking seriously threats from Democratic Representative Ro Khanna and Republican Representative Thomas Massie that both could draft articles of impeachment against Attorney General Pam Bondi for what they see as the department's failure to comply with the Epstein Files Transparency Act.
Not even a little bit. Bring it on. We are doing everything we're supposed to be doing to comply with this statute. And Congressman Massie and these other congressmen that are coming out speaking negatively about Director Patel and the Attorney General have no idea what they're talking about.
Audio courtesy, NBC's Meet the Press. Blanche also defended the department's decision to remove several files related to the case from its public webpage, including a photograph showing President Trump. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Trump administration is reshaping the U.S.'s diplomatic presence abroad. AP correspondent Mike Hempen explains.
The administration is recalling nearly 30 career diplomats from senior embassy posts to replace them with personnel deemed fully supportive of President Trump's America First priorities. Two State Department officials who spoke anonymously say the chiefs of mission in at least 29 countries were informed last week that their tenures would end in January. All had been appointed during the Biden administration. The officials say the diplomats are not losing their foreign service jobs, but will return to Washington for other assignments should they wish to take them. Africa is the continent most affected, with ambassadors from 13 countries being removed. Second is Asia, with changes coming to 6 countries. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.